Okay, Paul Bell, SIPTU Health Division Organiser, if they go ahead on the 15th of December, will it be the staff you represent, healthcare workers, who will be left behind in emergency?
Absolutely. Well, that would happen because healthcare assistants operate under the direction of the nursing staff, and we also have SIPTU nurses involved in action throughout the country because of the overcrowding. The issue that we are most concerned about, Mary, is that the Health Service Executive yesterday, to your correspondent, Ingrid Miley, announced that they believe that a skill mix solution was the way forward, which basically means that healthcare assistants would be increased in numbers to assist nursing in the overcrowded areas on the basis that nurses couldn't be recruited. But the big issue that we have with that statement is that, as the representative organisation for healthcare assistants, no contact has been made by the Health Service Executive over the last number of months about having a discussion about the increasing in numbers of healthcare assistants. And indeed, we had a discussion, a preliminary discussion in August, about theatre assistants or theatre technicians being introduced to make sure that operations that were planned for patients wouldn't be cancelled. So at this stage, we're very disappointed with the Health Service Executive. If they have a plan to talk about skill mix, if they have a plan to talk about increasing the number of healthcare assistants to complement the nursing staff, well, then we haven't had that as yet.
You haven't had the conversation with them, but, on the face of it, looking at the plan, what's wrong with the plan? Looking at the plan to increase the skills mix more healthcare assistants, what would be wrong with that?
There is nothing wrong with that plan whatsoever, Mary. And in fact, what we have lodged is a claim for to convert 800 agency healthcare assistants, which are costing the state at this stage 27.5 million euros since January 1, to bring them into full-time employment. That would increase the complement of healthcare assistants from around 15,000 up to around 16,000. But as you would appreciate, that cannot be done in a matter of 2 weeks. And this crisis has been pending for the last number of months. We wish to get into dialogue with the Health Service Executive and the Department of Health about exactly what their plans are in trying to assist through this crisis.
You want to know the plan. Talk to us.